Praise the Lord. God is awesome in this place tonight. Amen. He knows just what we need. And He's always willing and able. Glory to God. So great to have all of you here on this wonderful, cool, breezy night. Amen. But we're in a nice, warm place to worship the Lord tonight. He is good. Title of my message tonight, where is my message? The title of my message tonight is You Qualify. That's good news tonight. It's good to qualify, isn't it? Hallelujah. And let's turn to Psalms chapter 145. Psalms 145 and verses 8 and 9. It says, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Whoops. Whoa. Whoa. I'm reading the wrong verse. I don't know why I was reading down there. But anyway, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious. Well, that sounded really good, didn't it? Maybe another message, I don't know. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Amen. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. The Lord is good to all. I want to read it also. The Clark's commentary says, the Lord is gracious. His holy nature is ever disposed to show favor. So it's God's very nature to show favor. It's His very nature to be good to us. Amen. Disposed means to a tendency to or inclined to. So God wants to show you His goodness. He wants to show you His favor. It's His very nature to show you His favor tonight. Romans 5, 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. I want to read this from the Amplified. It says, therefore, since we have been justified, that is, acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God, by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God and the joy of reconciliation with Him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through Him, we also have access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly and safely and securely stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and the confidence, assurance of experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of His excellence and power. So it says, therefore, since we have been justified, we have been justified. If you have received Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, that means you are justified. Amen? And it's not by works, it's by Jesus Christ in Him alone that we are justified. So if you've been received the Lord, that means you have been declared righteous in His sight, in God's sight tonight. That means you qualify for all the promises of God. Not just one or two of the promises of God, but all the promises of God. His promises are yea and amen, and that's for you tonight. You qualify for all the good things of God. Not one thing will He hold back from you, amen? Psalms 84 and 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is good news tonight. No good thing will he withhold from you tonight. The justified, the righteous, the qualified tonight. No good thing will he withhold from you. Amen. The good things of God belong to you. God wants to give them to you. He has made them ready and available for you and to you tonight. Praise God. Good news. God is good. Everything God does is good. And God wants to show his goodness on you in your life. Praise God. Ephesians, I got several scriptures tonight. It doesn't always go that way, but tonight that's the way the Lord has directed me to do. Okay, Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Let's turn there if you will. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God is able, amen, to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or think. That's a big God, isn't it? That's a mighty God tonight. We serve a great big God. Amen. We serve an awesome God tonight. He's great in power. He's great in love. He's great in mercy. Amen. And he is great in his mighty works that he does. And he's great and mighty in his goodness tonight that he wants to pour on you, that he wants to give to you tonight. Amen. He's not going to hold back anything from you tonight. Whatever you have need of, he's already made it available. Hallelujah. He's already made you justified that you can just take what he has already available to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. You qualify tonight. Psalm 84 and 11 says, for the Lord God, I'm sorry, let me get back where I was. Hallelujah, serving our big God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God's plan for you this year is great. God's plan for you this year is mighty, amen. Hallelujah, his plan for you this year is big. Glory to God. That was a pretty pitiful response. God's plan for you this year is big. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That's our God. Amen. So I want to go to God's plan for us for 2018. He spoke through Jerry Savelle. He prophesied through Jerry Savelle what his plan is for his people for 2018. Amen. Days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. It says continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs. Everybody say greatest. Greatest. I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now, and they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. So God's plan for you this year, 2018, is a big plan. Hallelujah. It's a great plan. Amen. Good things. This year, God plans days of glory for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory for you. Days of glory. Days of flourishing. Yes. Days of abounding. Amen. You are overcoming every attack in 2018. Hallelujah. That's for you tonight. Amen. Your greatest breakthroughs this year in 2018. Amen. Victory. God's plan for you is victory. Hallelujah. God's plan is for you is to triumph this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are will overcome every attack of the enemy this year. Amen. Amen. Well, you say, you don't know what I'm going through, Pastor Sharon. Well, I might not know, but God knows. Amen. And God has a way of escape for you. He's already got it planned out. Amen. He already knows what it's going to take for you to overcome. He already has that breakthrough ready. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to bust loose this year. Amen. We're going to break out this year. Hallelujah. I feel like the Lord's saying to jump into his move tonight. Jump into what he has planned for you tonight. Amen. We've got to stir up our expectation. We've got to stir up our joy. We've got to stir up what we're expecting God to do for us. Amen. We've got to just jump into it. We've got to jump into the water. We've got to jump into the move. See, God's move for us this year is to flourish. That's what his spirit is doing this year. And if we don't jump into it, see, we're not going to be partakers of it. That we want to jump in and we want to be a partaker of what God has got for his church this year. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. It is so anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalms 35. Psalms 35, verse 27, says, let them shout for joy. God, you expect me to shout for joy? Do you see what's going on in my life, God? He says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God has pleasure in your prosperity, in Christians, in the people of God that are supposed to prosper. Pastor Sharon, what kind of nonsense are you talking about tonight? I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about it is written. Amen. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I want to read it also in the Amplified Version. It says, let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication and want what's right for me. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So the Lord delights in your prosperity. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. That's prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. He covers the whole person. Amen. He wants you to prosper in your soul. He wants you, which is your mind, will, and your emotions. And He wants you to prosper in your body. Amen. He wants you to prosper in your spirit. He wants you to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Strong in His spirit. Amen. Not by your own might, but by God's might. Amen. Strong in Him. Prosperous in Him. Hallelujah. So your destiny tonight is prosperity. That's what belongs to you tonight. That's what God's plan is for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not just talking about, well, I can see how many things I can get. I can have more than the Joneses. That's not the prosperity I'm talking about. Although God is not against those things. Amen. God, you put God first and God will add these things to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And all these other things will be added unto you. Got to put Him first to have His blessing on it. Job 22 and 28 in the Amplified says, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your way. I thought it was interesting how it said, you will also decide. See, if you don't decide, you're not going to decree. So first of all, you got to decide that these promises in God's word is for me. You've got to decide, and then you've got to decree, which means say. Just say what belongs to you. Just say what God's word says. Amen. Declare it. So I decide tonight and I decree that God wants to show me His goodness. Yes. Hallelujah. So I decide and I decree tonight that I'm justified. Hallelujah. Therefore, I qualify. I qualify to receive the good things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I decide and I decree that all the promises of God are for me. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. They belong to me. And I decide and I decree that God delights and He takes pleasure in prospering me. Amen. Yes. Spirit, soul, and body. Yes. Therefore, I decide and I decree that prosperity belongs to me. Hallelujah. See, I have to decide at first that it belongs to me. I have to decide that it's mine. And then I have to say that it's mine. Amen? Hallelujah. I have to get in agreement with God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So get ready. Get ready. For something amazing to happen to you. Hallelujah. Get ready for the greatest breakthroughs that you've ever had in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Decide and then decree. Hallelujah. Expect God to do something great. Amen. Expect Him to do something big in your life. Expect God to move on your behalf like you've never seen Him move before. Yeah. Hallelujah. You qualify for an amazing breakthrough in your finances. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's part of prosperity. Yeah. I've got to decide at first. Amen. Is it for me or is it not for me? I decide it's for me. And I decree it's for me. Amen. Breakthrough in my finances. Hallelujah. You qualify for an amazing breakthrough on your job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so anyway. Amen. It's so anyway. Hallelujah. You qualify for an amazing breakthrough in your family. Hallelujah. Those loved ones you've been praying for. 2018. Amen. I qualify. Hallelujah. To receive the breakthrough I've been praying for. Glory to God. You qualify for an amazing breakthrough in your health. Hallelujah. This year. Glory to God. 2018. It's part of your promises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been praying for a husband or a wife. Glory to God. You qualify for a breakthrough in a relationship coming to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's yours tonight. It's yours. These are the days. These are the days of God's greater glory. God's greater glory. Hallelujah. So the Lord would say to you tonight to jump into the move that He has for His church this year. Amen. Now, faith. Now is the time. Amen. I'm not going to put it off. Maybe in 5 years, God, you might do this. No. Now. Now is the time. Amen. Now is the time to just jump in to God's move and receive what God has for you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now faith. Now faith. Hallelujah. Is the substance of things hoped for and the things not seen. Amen. But they are about to manifest. 2018. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to receive tonight. We're going to jump into God's move that He's doing on planet Earth tonight. Hallelujah. In His church. In His people tonight. In His servants. Days of glory. Days of flourishing. Days of abounding. We receive tonight and we jump into that move. Amen. That we are going to experience God's greater glory this year. 2018. God's greater glory. Hallelujah. He says, and I will cause it to manifest. Woo! Glory to God. I love that word, don't you? I love manifestation. Hallelujah. I'm just going to declare that 2018 is manifestation year. Glory. I'm not putting it off for 10 years. Hallelujah. The move is right now. So I'm receiving it right now. God said it. Well, He will cause it to manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I will cause them to flourish. And I will cause them to abound, even as I have promised in my word. Glory to God. All the promises of God belong to you. He's promised it in His word. Hallelujah. He will enable you to overcome every attack. Amen. That was pretty pitiful. Now come on. He is going to cause you to overcome every attack of the enemy. Amen. I'm jumping into that tonight. I'm jumping into it. Amen. Does that mean I'm not going through anything? Does that mean I'm not under attack? No, that does not mean that. But it means that that God's promise, His word belongs to me. Amen. And He said that He is causing me to overcome every attack. And I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have ever experienced thus far. Greater. Greater. The greater glory. Greater breakthroughs. Hallelujah. I've seen God do some pretty awesome things. And I've read in the Word of God doing some pretty awesome things. But God is going to show out this year. Amen. He's going to show out this year greater than He ever has before. Hallelujah. I see it in the spirit realm. I might not see it with my physical eyes, but I see it with my spiritual eyes. Amen. And so with my spiritual eyes, what I see, I can rejoice. I can be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And rest assured that He is working on your behalf. Even now. Even now. You mean right now, God, you're working on my behalf? You mean you're working on their behalf right now, God? Rest assured. That's a word from God tonight. Hallelujah. Rest assured He is working on your behalf right now. And you will triumph. And you will be victorious. And all will see that God is still God.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. He's still the God of the breakthrough. And He's still the God that keeps covenant. Amen?
Amen.
So that's good news tonight.
Yeah.
He's still God. Do we know that song, He's Still God and God Doesn't Change? It's an oldie. Do you know it, Bonnie? Oh, I wish somebody knew. Does anybody in here know that song? That's the only part of it I know. God is God, and God never changed. No, we know it from Kenneth Hagin's ministry. They used to sing it. Do you remember? And God. Yeah, sing it, Pastor Rock. Can you remember that next part? Anyway, God will never change. But there's a word, there's another word in there. Our God is God and God does not change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Patty, will you come play something for us? Now, you don't have to play God is God and God never changes because you don't know it. So I can't expect you to play that one. Hallelujah. He's God. He's still God. And He never changes. Let's stand up tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to jump into the move of God tonight. We're going to be ready for whatever God's move and whatever His plan is for His church tonight. Glory to God.
Lower. I mean, softer.
Fast. Kind of, you know. No. Yeah. So we can jump into the move God has for us tonight.
Glory, glory. There you go. Give you glory.
Glory, glory. I qualify.
Been justified. I qualify. I give you
God. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Be ready this week. Amen. Be ready to receive what God has got promised for you. Hallelujah. Be on the lookout.
Amen.
Amen.